अस्तु, कः मङ्गलाचरणं वदति? वदतु शिवरूपा भगिनी, अपि च कविता भगिनी.
ओके, ऐ विल् टेल्.
वदतु भगिनि. आरम्भं करोतु भगिनि. ओम् ओम् गणेशाय नमः. वदतु भगिनि. से यु नो द मङ्गलाचरणं भगिनि, द इन् द ईमेल्, दे आर् इन् द ईमेल्.
यस् भगिनि.
से भगिनि, प्लीस् से.
ओम् गणेशाय नमः. ओम् वगर्ताविव सम्प्रक्तौ वागार्थप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वतीपरमेश्वरौ. ॐ येन क्षरसमान्मयमदीयम् okay bhagini.
that way you will learn and everybody else will also learn.
Okay bhagini.
Om yenakshara samamnayam.
Om yenakshara samamnayam
adigamya maheshwarat.
Adigamya maheshwarat
कृत्स्नं व्याकरणम्.
कृष्णं व्याकरणम्.
कृत्स्नं व्याकरणम्.
कृष्णं व्याकरणम्.
प्रोक्तम्.
प्रोक्तम्
तस्मै पाणिनये नमः.
तस्मै पाणिनये नमः.
अस्तु अग्रिम.
ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः. नमस्ते सर्वेभ्य. वर्तमानविषय किमस्ति? वर्तमान अधुना वयं नित्योपयोगिनी वस्तूनि कृतवन्तः, अपि च किञ्चित् सर्वत्
Like in last class, we discussed the Mangalacharan a little and we said we'll discuss in the next class as well.
Asu, asu. Which one we discussed, Bhagini?
What is Vartamana Vishayam, Bhagini?
The present current topic.
Vartamana Kala Ichukte, present tense. Vartamana
Vishayam.
Vishaya Ichukte, Vishaya topic, like subject.
Subject, yeah.
So last time we discussed
Om in detail.
We discussed Om in detail. Astu. And then we did Om Ganeshaya Namaha.
That's right.
So Ganeshaya.
With that, you introduced the Vibhakti also.
The Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Astu. So Ganeshaya. And the Chaturthi Vibhakti. Ganeshah kaha? Who is Ganesha? Why we start with Ganesha?
intellect.
Agreed. Intellect, very important. But why?
And also, also for beginner. The beginner, the one who removes the obstacles.
Nirvignam.
Yeah.
So, he removes, so we, when we start a journey, any new path, what happens? We are all very, very enthusiastic. Oh, I've chosen a new path, beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And then what happens? Difficulties will come. Any path you choose in life, difficulties will come. Shiva. So difficulties will come, challenges will come. The deeper you go into a journey, how much ever you wanted that journey, difficulties will come. And then we start to second question ourselves, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done this, oh, maybe I need to stop, maybe this was a bad idea, I cannot do this, even if it is a good idea, maybe I'm not ready. All these ideas start to enter our head. So, why they come, these ideas? Because we start to weaken in ourselves, in our own creative force, in our own resilience, in our own effort. We become lazy also. All these things propel us to think all of these thoughts that make a challenge not very appealing. So, we invoke within us the energy of Ganesha. Ganesha is who? Ganesha is the energy in everything, including you and me, that propels us to go forward. So sometimes we have seen many times in our life, for us to have come this far, we have been, there is some force that propels us to say, no, I can do this, and I'm going to try harder, I'm going to find a better way, I'm going to find a teacher who is right, maybe a better teacher, I'll find a way to make it work. And this energy is also inside us, just like the thoughts of negativity are inside us. So that energy inside us that propels us to go forward with determination, that is called as Ganesha. A beautiful representation of Ganesha. Also, you see, Ganesha is known for his very large body. Mahakaya. Vakratunda Mahakaya. Koti Surya Samaprabha. So, this Mahakaya, what does it mean? Large body. He likes laddus. You know, he likes to eat laddus. So we have all of these stories associated with Ganesha. But all these stories that make him into Mahakaya, the Mahakaya is about the presence of something being large in your mind. That is the Mahakaya. In your mind he is large. If the energy that propels you forth beyond challenges, it propels you to keep going forward in the direction that you have chosen to go, if that is larger than the energy of negativity, then that is Ganesha. So, for example, in Urdu there is a word for beautiful. Some of you may have heard. Khoobsurat. Khoobsurat, we say. Khoobsurat. Surat means what? Face. Khoob means a lot. Tum bahut khoobsurat ho. For example, you say to a child, or you say to a woman, or you say to a man, or you say to an animal. What does that mean? It means that beauty is so enrapturing that it is taking up a large amount of space in your mind, in your awareness. They are so beautiful that you are enraptured. So a lot of your mind, which would have gone elsewhere into whatever else, is now attracted to this beauty. Similarly, Ganesha Mahakaya, may he be so large in our mind that the negative energy that also comes from within us is overshadowed, and if we keep going forward. So we start every journey with Ganesha.
Very nice explanation, Bhagini. I like it.
Thanyavad, Bhagini.
Because there are many other versions I have heard, but this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the fact that he was born of a woman without a man is considered to be one of his great strengths.
It is.
He was definitely. He was created by a woman.
Ah, definitely. And what does that signify? That you alone can, you alone are the creator of Ganesha. Don't say, oh, my mummy raised me like this, oh, my daddy was like this, oh, my school made me like this, oh, so and so. No, nobody made you any. Yes, yes, you were raised in a certain way. Yes, there have been constrictions. I'm sure you have gone through hardships. I'm sure some of the patterns were not healthy. All of that I agree. And I sympathize with. However, the Ganesha now has to emerge from within you. Otherwise, you are stuck as a victim.
Absolutely. Life, you absolutely.
Victim. You have to go forward. There is no way.
Absolutely.
The only way to go forward is to inspire it within yourself. You cannot depend on somebody. They can be there today, they may not be there tomorrow. So Parvati said, oh my God, I have to create myself. That's why these stories are very much more meaningful than what they appear to be as a very short story. Every story you will find, that is why the stories of the culture are classic. Hundreds and thousands of years, at least for thousands of years, forget hundreds, even thousands of years, they have been tried to be squelched, to be invaded, to be killed. People have killed the system of education. They have killed the Gurukul system. Our temple system, which was nothing but a culture center, has been killed. The culture of temple is dead. Yes, temples are still alive and people still go to temples for darshana. But temple used to be the cultural center. You went there for everything. That was your party house. You went there for meetings. You went there to figure out what to do with the city. You went there to figure out how to take care of your sick child. You went there for everything. For education, you went to the temples. The Gurukuls were outside of the cities. All of those systems have been killed, yet these stories thrive. Why? Why? Because in them there is so much greatness that somehow everybody feels something beautiful out of them, enough to keep it alive. Each person does. It is time tested. So Shiva, you know, considered the greatest of great. He fights Shiva. And wins him. Ganesha, yes, Shiva cut off Ganesha's head. But eventually who won the fight? Ganesha only. You see what I'm saying? Such is the energy within you to propel forward. That is why we initiate every action with Om Ganeshaya Namaha Chaturthi. So Ganeshaya Shiva, Shiva Padasya Chaturthi Vibhakti Ka, Shailaja Bhagini, Vadatu.
Shivaya,
Uttamam, Apicha, Kimapi, Shivaya, Astu. Achha, after that we studied, did we discuss Vagartha Viva Sampraktav?
No, we did Sahana Bhavatu. We did Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahana. What a beautiful thing, Sahana Bhavatu. Who can tell me what it briefly is, quickly, revised? Kavita Bhagini, tell me what Sahana Bhavatu brings for you.
I'll attempt it. It is that we come together, we eat together, so our energy that is created by coming together may have tejas bina, that it creates even more energy of another level, and it will benefit all of us. Something on those lines.
And also that may there not be any hostility between us while we learn together.
of course differences will be there, diversity in people, diversity in thought, diversity in the way we do things, everything will be different. Even we are different from what we were in our past. But that doesn't mean you create hostility between that. If today I have figured out Sanskrit is my most beautiful journey and somebody else has not figured it out, it's okay, because I was there yesterday, no? After all, I haven't been chasing Sanskrit my whole life. Most of my life I didn't chase it. So if somebody else is not appreciating Sanskrit, it's okay. I mean, that's how I was. Yeah, beautiful. Sahana Bhavatu. The most important thing, how beautiful that we can actually be together to study. How much gratefulness must be in this sentence. See, there could have been a war going on. There could be so much. I'm going to mute everybody. Just that we are together to sit and learn. See, learning and education and building of thought and thinking of philosophy, building of the arts, all of these beautiful things in life only come when you have a safe space and you have enough to eat and you have enough comfort to sleep at night. These things are so important. You have to first of all be healthy enough. Secondly, you have to have space that is free of war, free of disease. Thirdly, you have to have enough food and sleep. Such important basic things. So we start by thinking of how grateful that we can actually move on to other things like philosophy, like Sanskrit, the journey that the philosophy that Sanskrit brings us, all these things come. Sahana Bhavatu, how important. Mostly we forget that, we take it for granted. No, it's huge. Think of all the countries in war today. Oh, Astu. So, Vagartha Viva Sampraktha, we haven't done?
No, Bhagini, we haven't done it.
So vak apicha artha. Vak ichukte
bolna kehna.
Speech. Vak ichukte speech. Vak artha ichukte meaning. How is a word, how is speech separated from the meaning of the speech? Can you anybody tell me? If I say Saraswati, how is it separated from the actual Saraswati? If I say mantra, how is it separated from the meaning of mantra? It cannot be. It cannot be separated. It is all one. Just like vak and earth are conjoined, they cannot be separated. They are samprakta, they are completely united. Vagartha, we were sampraktav, totally united in every way with a word in which there is no evocation of a meaning is not a word, right? Is not a word. So, vak and artha are completely in every way an essence of each other. They are so united. Jagataha Pitarau Vande. Who are the two Pitarau Chukte Vachana Kaha?
Pitarau Tritiya?
Vachana.
Dvitiya. Katham Janimaha? How do we know?
How?
Saha tau te naraha narau naraha ganeshaha ganeshau ganeshaha shiva shivau shivaha सो जगतः पितरौ वन्दे. जगतः पितरौ इत्युक्ते
द पेरेण्ट्स् आफ् द यूनिवर्स्.
उत्तमम्. जगतः हू आर् द पेरेण्ट्स् आफ् द यूनिवर्स्?
पार्वती अण्ड् परमेश्वर.
बेक् टु पार्वती अण्ड् परमेश्वर. जगतः पितरौ वन्दे. हू डु देट् इस् जस्ट् लैक् वर्ड् एण्ड् मीनिङ्ग् आर् सो युनैटेड्. Similarly are Shiva and Parvati, the parents of the universe.
Bhagini, the first line, say, why are they repeating Vagartha Pratipattaye?
Pratipattaye towards that unitedness. That unitedness we are evoking, that unitedness.
Okay. Okay, within ourselves. Okay.
Everything is within ourselves, no, Bhagini?
Beautiful.
All of life is within ourselves only, actually. That's why they say the entire universe is in your mind.
Okay.
Your experience of it. Otherwise, what
matters? Very nice.
Nothing else matters.
So that is why it's repeated twice. Okay.
So, Jagatah Pitarav, similarly, I repeat in my head, in my being, every day, may I vande, may I worship?
Worship,
the parents of the universe, every moment. Mm. And why we worship all these gods? What is the purpose? Why are we worshipping? Like some people are like, oh, I don't believe in God. God is not a phenomena. If God was true, how come all these miseries on this earth? So many arguments people lay out. So, why do we worship, is my question.
Sorry, Bhagini. What is the meaning of
Pratipattaye? It has a meaning like, I'll look it up, the exact root sounds, Bhagini, and I'll come back to you next week. I have it written, but it's not in my mind. The root sound, prati is to return to, you know, prati, for example, gachati, prati is a upasarga. Upasarga ityukte prefix. Kinche dhvani agachati, maybe paper movement. Lot of movement, fidgeting. Prati is the returning to. So, gachati, prati gachati. Prati gachati chukte. Gachati chukte jana, to go. Prati gachati chukte return. Agachati. Agachati is to come. Prati gachati. So, prati pattaye. So, I will tell you all the roots in the shloka. They are in my head, but they are not very spashta right this moment.
That's fine. Okay.
Kshamyatam, Bhagini. Kshamyatam. Next time I'll have it. Then, Jagatah Pitarav Vande Parvati Parameshwarav.
So,
why we worship is my question.
I think there are two sides to this, Bhagini. One is that we acknowledge that there are bigger and larger forces than us in the universe. And we bow our head down in reverence to it, whatever form we give it.
But
the
why?
Other is
why?
Because it is necessary for us to grow, to be able to humble ourselves.
Astu. Yes. Uttamam. Humbling. See, why humbling is important, Bhagini?
Otherwise, the arrogance will assume that we know everything, when actually we are only a small speck in the universe.
And what does arrogance do? if you think, if you don't need humbling, then you have arrogance. If, what does arrogance do actually? What is the problem with arrogance?
It completely negates the existence of anything except the self.
All you see is yourself.
Exactly.
So very beautifully, many teachers have compared it to like a glass of water. You are a glass of water. And if you are completely full to the top with water, kinchit dhani agachati satikala bhagini samyatam. If your water glass is totally full to the top, then how will you add more new knowledge? You see, for us to learn, we have to give up something so that there is space for new knowledge to come. So unless you tip the glass and drop some water out, how will any newness come? And all learning is newness. Anything you learn is new. Otherwise, it's not learning. It's something you already have. And what you have in you, what you have in you is not everything you have learned, but what you have in you is what you like, what you have chosen to keep of the things you have learned. So what you are learning, but what knowledge you are coming now, the fresh knowledge that is coming, is not necessarily what you have chosen. It comes in different ways. Your teacher is going to tell you 500 things. You may only want to keep 3 of them, but you still have to open your mind to hear them. After the class is over, you may say, I only like this thing. In fact, most of us do that. We empty out everything. We say, I only like this. So we are actually not opening ourselves. See, unless you embrace, how do you know what it does? So this tipping of the glass to give space for new water to come is the process of humbling and learning. That is why we bow. And actually, I don't know how many of you practice yoga asanas, but it's a very, very important process. I am a very firm believer in this. And in
yes,
yoga,
Bhagini, I have been practicing from the age of 20.
How beautiful, how beautiful.
Uttama. 50 years now. 50 years as of today.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So in that also, many of the asanas allow us to bow our head. And the physical process of actually bowing your head, whether you are, say, even somebody who is very full of arrogance, if they start to simply bow their head, even in arrogance, say they have no intention to remove their arrogance, but the physical act of bowing your head has its own changes. The head itself changes, and you will find that such a person will also start to humble. The physicality of it affects our thoughts. Asanas work like that. We change the asana changes us. So this bowing, and you will find if you pick up Tulsi Ramayana or any grantha you can pick up. So many hundreds of thousands of granthas are there in India in so many languages. You pick up any one, almost 1/5 to 1/3 of the beginning is nothing but Vande. First they will say, oh Ganeshaya, 1 whole 2 pages on that. Then 3 pages on Shiva, then Parvati, then Rama, then Devi, then Durga, then on and on and on and on. Keep going. Tulsi Ramayana, you see. Before the story starts, how many, I don't know, about 130 pages are gone in just invocation. Because if you don't bow, there is so much that the Ramayana has to offer, you have to really empty the glass. So you please bow for 1/5 of the Ramayana volume, please. Otherwise you cannot take it. Such an important process. That is why we sing the Mangala Charanam before class. It's very important to sing. Very important to physically bow when you sing. When somebody else is singing, to physically bow your head. Fold your hands together and bow your head. Empty, so that you can take more. Then, ye nakshara samam nayam. Did we study this one?
Yes, Bhagini.
We
studied it. Told us also about the story of
Panini.
Panini.
Beautiful story. How inspiring. Beautiful.
Bhagini, is this in some other session? Because for our class, you didn't tell.
Okay.
We have not discussed this.
Maybe it was on Tuesday. Okay.
Even we have not done Sahana Vavati also yet.
Okay. So, next time, remind me, we will do... lot of paper noise is there, Bhagini. Next time, remind me, we'll do the Yenakshara. Asta? Okay. Atra...
Shamyatam, I think I confused between two because I've been attending both classes.
Chinta Masu, I also am totally confused. I teach so many classes, Bhagini. Between these classes at Sanskrit 42 and all the other classes also. I am also always asking my students, they are my biggest guide. Atra. अभ्यासपुस्तकं पुरतः तिष्ठतु तदनन्तरं पुटसङ्ख्या अष्ट अस्ति वा अष्ट अत्र शैलजा भगिनी किमपि वाक्यं रचयतु अत्र योजयामः यो अत्र इति पदस्य योजयित्वा किमपि लघुवाक्यं रचयतु शैलजा भगिनी अस्ति वा
हेलो भगिनी
अत्र इति पदम् अस्ति वा अत्र इत्युक्ते उत्तमम् अत्र इति एकं पदम् अस्तु अस्तु आम् सो अत्र इति एकं पदम् अस्ति अत्र इति पदस्य योजयित्वा कृपया एकं लघुवाक्यं लघु इत्युक्ते शार्ट् लघुवाक्यं रचयतु मेक् वन् सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्स् वित् अत्र उत्तमं रामः अत्र अस्ति राम इति विभक्तिका इति पदस्य प्रथमा रामः इत्युक्ते सब्जेक्ट् कर्ता अस्ति वा सो रा डूवर् कर्ता सो रामः अत्र अस्ति क्रियापदं किं भगिनि
अस्ति
अस्ति इत्युक्ते अस्ति इत्युक्ते सिम्प्लि इस् है रामः अत्र अस्ति अत्र इति पदपरिचय वदतु पदपरिचय इत्युक्ते परिचय इत्युक्ते
Recognize.
Which ling, vachan and purush.
Paricha is like introduction. It's like a small introductory knowledge about something, no? Like parichaya in Hindi also we will say the same. Are inka parichaya hai aapke paas? Like do you know something about this person? No? So, parichaya, pada parichaya chukte, the parichaya of the word. So, atra iti ekam padam. Pada parichaya vadatu bhagini. Kimapi, kimapi, whatever you know.
In which sentence you're asking about?
Atra iti padasya. Ramaha atra asti. इति भवती उक्तवती खलु सो अत्र इति पदस्य किमपि परिचय वदतु भगिनि किमपि कविता भगिनी वदतु साहाय्यं करोतु भगिनि
I don't know. Ekam that you said is ek vachana, atra.
Atra is not ek vachana. Atra, chukte, Sudha bhagini.
Atra is avyaya padam.
Chukte bhagini.
It will remain the same for all lingas, the purushas and the vachanas.
Yeah, I know it, Mappa. You were saying last week, like, some words, like,
बहूनि पदानि भगिनी अस्तु अस्तु संस्कृतभाषायां बहूनि पदानि सन्ति ते अव्ययपदानि अस्तु आम् न सम्यक् भगिनी सम्यक् समीचीनं बहु समीचीनम् अस्तु कविता भगिनी एकलघुवाक्यं रचयतु कुत्र इति योजयित्वा
कुत्र इस् वेर् अभ्यासपुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति
सुन्दरम् अभ्यासपुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति विभक्ति के विभक्ति वदतु भगिनी अत्र वाक्यस्य
ऐ डोण्ट् नो द विभक्ति
अभ्यासपुस्तकं विभक्ति का
ऐ डोण्ट् नो इट् ऐ एम् ट्रैङ्ग् टु से दट् वेर् इस् मै स्टडि बुक् दिस् मै टेक्स्ट् बुक्
आं भगिनि आम् किन्तु अभ्यासपुस्तकम्
So it is, no, I am not confident, I am not saying it.
Prathama vibhakti.
Prathama eva. Prathama eva bhagini. Asti na kriyapadam.
Yes.
Yadi kriyapadam asti chet, agar kriyapadam asti hai, tadanantaram there has to be a karta, like yes. something is, no? That something itself becomes a karta. Now it's true you are thinking, oh, but the book is not doing anything. Anna, that's what you are confused with. But it is still yes. the subject, no? What is the subject of the sentence?
The book.
The book only. And which book? Yes. Abhyasa Pustakam. So yes. Abhyasa Pustakam iti prathama.
All right.
So kopi janati va प्रथमा अपि च द्वितीया विभक्ति नपुंसकलिङ्गे सुधा भगिनी वदतु
वाट् इस् इट् भगिनी
पुस्तकम् इति पदस्य प्रथम अपि च द्वितीयविभक्ति रूपाणि वदतु भगिनि.
पुस्तकं प्रथमविभक्ति.
अस्तु, सो पुस्तकं द्वितीय द्विवचने
पुस्तकानि.
पुस्तकं पुस्तके पुस्तकानि. पुस्तकम् इत्युक्ते एकवचन प्रथमविभक्ति. इफ् वन् बुक् इस् द सब्जेक्ट् देन् यु विल् यूस् द वर्ड् पुस्तकम्. इफ् टु बुक्स् आर् द सब्जेक्ट् देन् यु विल् यूस् पुस्तके. पुस्तकानि इत्युक्ते मेनि बुक्स् आर् द सब्जेक्ट् देन् प्रथमविभक्ति यु विल् यूस्. इन् एनी सेण्टेन्स् इफ् मेनि बुक्स् आर् द सब्जेक्ट् देन् यु विल् यूस् पुस्तकानि. कविता भगिनी, भवत्याः वदतु.
नपुंसकलिङ्गम् एकवचनं किम् इस् प्रथमाविभक्ति.
पुनः वदतु भगिनि.
किम् इस् वाट् विभक्ति.
किम् इस् नपुंसकलिङ्ग. आं भगिनि, नो, किम् इस् प्रश्नवाचक. न, प्रश्नवाचक इस् देर् ओन् यु देर् आर् विभक्ति स्व प्रश्नवाचक. सो कः कौके, कं कौकान्. सो इन् नपुंसकलिङ्ग किं के कानि न प्रथमविभक्ति, द्वितीय अपि च किं के कानि. प्रथमा अपि च द्वितीय नपुंसकलिङ्गे समानेव नपुंसकलिङ्गे प्रथमा अपि च द्वितीयविभक्ति समानेव. फलं फले फलानि प्रथमविभक्ति. एकवचन फलं, द्विवचन फले, बहुवचन फलानि. द्वितीयविभक्ति अपि च समानेव, फलं फले फलानि. किन्तु पुंलिङ्ग अपि च स्त्रीलिङ्गे नास्ति इति नास्ति भेदः.
Sorry, Geeta Bhagini, can you please explain? I have a very basic question. Vibhaktis are applied on verbs or nouns or
verbs? Good question. Good question. Samichinam prashna eva. Okay. So, vibhaktis apply to nouns. Vibhakti apply to noun. Noun words take on 21 vibhaktis. Why 21? 7 ones are 7, 7s are 14, 7 threes are 21. There are 7 vibhaktis. Each vibhakti has ekvachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana. 7 times 3 for every noun. So, and once we start learning little bit of grammar, you will find that all of this is so beautifully laid out. I mean, it just baffles me, it amazes me every class. So these things are very much all only about nouns. Sanya padam.
Bhagini, can I just ask, state an example and maybe you can correct so that I can understand it. Supposing I say etat pushpam, and then I say ete pushpe, and etani pushpani. Is that right?
Uttamam.
Okay, Uttamam. Right. Now I've got it.
Uttamam.
Can I ask you one more question?
Vadatu Bhagini.
You were just mentioning like vibhakti apply only for nouns, but they don't apply for
Prashnavachak is also a noun only. Name is what? What is what? Is a noun only. It's a word. It's not an action word, no? It's a noun. It's the name of something. It's the name of a question is what? Kim. Kaha. Ka. Ke. Kau. Kani. These are names only. Boy. Boy is what? Is a name. Name of this person is boy. This thing that is young and a masculine is called a boy. This thing that is in my mind is a thought. Thought is what? Is a name. Name of something, name of that thing in my mind is called thought. Name of feeling joy is called joy. Name of feeling happy is called happy. These are all names. Sanya, they are all nouns. So some are physical nouns like a lamp, a road, a house. They are physically available to us in our eyes. We can make sense of it from our eyes. And some are abstract nouns.
So Etat Kim, Kim is like questioning here. So that
after Etat Kim, Etat Ichukte pronoun. Etat Kim, yah kya hai? So in this, what is the kriya padam? Etat Kim asti. You may not say asti, but it is implied in that sentence. So if I say Etat Kim, I am implying Etat Kim asti.
Yes.
But Etat is the is a pronoun. Pronoun is also a noun only. Pronoun is simply. Prashnavachaka Kim is also a noun only. Etat Kim. What is this? Eshah Kaha. See, they also have vibhaktis.
I think it takes some time for me to put all this.
So just like you have phalam, phale, phalani, phalam you understand is a noun, a fruit.
Yeah.
Right. Kim is also a noun only. Kim ke kani. Abstract noun, it is an abstract noun. It is a question noun. And they will have lingas, they will have the vachanas, all of them.
Thank you.
So some of them, like kutra is a prashnavachaka, but it is a avyaya. It's not like kutraha, kutre, kutrani, kutrim, kutri. No. Kutra is a avyaya. So some avyaya padam exists, padani santi, sarvada samaneva santi. Sarvada samaneva santi. They never change under any construction of any sentence. Any vibhakti, you can apply it with. You can apply it with any vachana. You can apply it with any purusha.
So, Bhagini, how does one make out this? Whether it is an avyaya or a noun or a pronoun which will change?
Good question, Bhagini. Abhyasena sarvam avagatam. With practice, everything will come, Bhagini. Slowly. How do you know? I am telling you. Some books are telling you. Slowly, it will sit in your mind. How do you know in Hindi how to speak? Slowly, it came, no? Similarly, English, slowly, it came. Yeah.
Alright. No, intention of asking was that, is there some kind of, you know,
rule,
sign,
no.
Language or love, you no. Understand looking at the word or where it is placed, how it is used?
No.
With practice, yes. And with my silly questions, I'm sure we all of us will get it. I'm really sorry, class, for asking
Bhagini. These are important questions. All of us think those questions. I have myself asked that question.
Alright.
No. Don't ever think anything is stupid, Bhagini. Nothing is stupid in life. You question it, that's all. So, the vibhaktis are noun declensions. They are now, they work with karta. They call them prathama vibhakti. With noun, sanya padam. Sanya means noun, means it means sanya means name, no? Basically noun is nothing but a name. Every noun, if you look at, is nothing but a name of whatever it is that it is trying to depict. And all of them will take up the 21 vibhaktis. And every verb or kriya padam will have its purusha. Prathama purusha, madhyama purusha, apicha, uttama purusha. So every verb will have 9 forms. How 9? Prathama purusha ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana. Madhyama purusha ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana. Uttama purusha ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana. So every verb will at least have 9 forms in simple one tense, in any one tense. And so many tenses are there in Sanskrit. Do you know there are 10 tenses? English, we only think of 3 tenses. Hindi also, we only think of 3 tenses. Correct? Most of our languages, modern languages, we only think of 3 tenses. But there are 10. They are called tenses and moods. Moods, they also they include. I don't know why the word mood is not a appropriate word for me, but... like vidhi ling, lot lakar, these are also like lakaras. So there are 10 lakaras. Every verb will have these lakara forms. Many, many are there. Some are more used, some are very rarely used. And with practice, slowly, slowly, one by one, just like you are starting to understand very simple sentences that I ask you, you can also make your own sentences. You can read from Abhyasa Pustakam, slowly, slowly it is coming into you. It will all come. Don't be overwhelmed. Slowly only it will come. After all, how many years it took you for you to speak your mother tongue? First 2 to 3 years, nobody speaks much. Little bit, some children start to speak. Some don't speak at all. 3 years of listening, can you imagine? And all the time children are being talked to, have you noticed? If a child is in a room, somebody is always talking to the child. Constantly. And mummy is always saying the same things again and again. How many times it takes for us, like mummy will say, "Ha, beta, laddu, bolo laddu, bolo laddu," and the kid will go laddu, laddu. I say, "Yeah, yeah, that's right, ha, laddu, laddu." How many times we listen to the word for us to actually get it? They say in linguistics, it takes sometimes, depending on the person as an adult, 500 to over 1,000 times listening to the same one word to actually get it. And as children, for sure, laddu and everything our mom has said to us thousands of times. Then only after 3-4 years, we are starting to make full sentences, actually using, you know, like a real vocabulary. And then also at 5 and 10 years of age, how small our vocabulary is. And a new word we hear, we use it for everything, no? You hear a new word, you'll use it for everything, whether it implies or not, whether it is accurate or not, a new word for you. Then later when you grow up, you're like, "Oh my God, I was so silly, I was using it for all these meanings." But that's how every learning is, Bhagini. So don't ever think, "Oh, this is stupid." No. If you're, as a child, you would have not learned that new word in your silliness, you would not have learned that word at all. So always remember, nothing is unwanted. Everything is good.
Bhagini, when we are talking about the verb and the noun, this is what is Kartrupadam and Kriya, is it?
Ah, Bhagini.
Okay.
Kriyapadam is the verb.
Okay. Kartrupadam is the subject. Okay.
Haan, kartrupadam is subject. Correct. It, okay. Kartrupadam applies to nouns. Kriyapadam applies to verb.
Verb, okay.
Two very distinct kinds, two different qualities of words exist in the universe, in any language. But the beauty of Sanskrit is this, which I have not found in any other language. I have been teaching language now for over 10 years. The beauty of Sanskrit is that Sanskrit, all nouns are derived from verbs. Like a lamp is called a lamp in English. Somebody can say, why is it called a lamp? Or grass is called grass. Or paper is called paper. Why this word paper means this thing, paper? I say, I don't know. You have to name it something, no? No, it's not random something. Every noun in Sanskrit derives from a experience. That is why in Sanskrit, I'm going to mute that is why in Sanskrit new words are always being created, and it is part of the language. It is expected that new words will be created because your human experience of something is your own, and that experience creates a feeling of putting together whatever it is that you are experiencing into a word. So, for example, a table, I give this example, utpitika is a raised back. If you are bending over 90 degrees and you raise your back, it is like a table. Somebody can work on it. It's a flat platform for something to happen on. Similarly, I give another example. For example, asana, like yoga asana. It comes, asana means seat, no? Like a mat or a chair or a place to sit. It's a noun. It's a noun. But where does it come from? It is where you can be. The root sound to be, verb to be, is where this asan originates from, this word asan. Why? Because when you sit down, then you can be yourself, you can be comfortable, you can go dwell into yourself, you can just be. Otherwise, you are working, you are doing something, you are doing some role model, you are being a parent, you are being a teacher, you are being a cook, you are being a cleaner, you are being so many role models we play, no? Multiple at the same time also. But when you can let everything go and just be, that experience you get on what? A seat only. So therefore a noun like an asana is not any particular form of a seat. It is any place that gives you the comfort of being yourself. And usually it is when we sit. Somebody comes to your house, what is the first thing you will offer? A seat. Why? To offer them comfort, no? So they can be themselves. Such a beautiful word, asana. And how in English it has become now posture. It's wrong. Totally wrong. Completely wrong. In every sense of the word, it is wrong.
Can I give another example, Bhagini?
In
Vastu Shastra, the word Vastu has two root meanings. One comes from Vas, which means to reside or to live. And the other comes from Vastu, which means thing or object. So from that, you're creating a space and that becomes Vastu.
Both the vas is involved, Bhagini.
Yeah, both will become, create a space in which a vastu can reside.
So sundaram. That's what I'm saying. in every word I find so much beauty in Sanskrit. I can dwell in one word, even if it's some meaningless object. But the word itself is so beautiful because it arises within me, that experience. So every object, for example, gives a somebody an experience. For example, fire is a noun. Experience of fire is so many kinds of experiences are there. And do you know over 200 words for fire exist in Sanskrit? Because there are over 200 experiences with fire. That burns, that heats, that cooks, that purifies, that always rises, that is never stable, that is always red and yellow and orange, that spreads, that devours everything, that always rises up, that dries water or everything, that brings newness into a forest or any space. I mean, endless words, they are all experiences of fire. And so every noun is that experience of that object, of that noun. That is the beauty of Sanskrit. Of course, so many other beauties are also there. But this language is truly rooted in experience. Because that is our entire knowledge, is only what we have experienced. I can read about everything else, but unless I have some experience, and whatever new stuff I read, the best knowledge I can get out of the new stuff is only from my past experience. I relate it to my past, don't I? And if my past is very scanty in its experience, newness is very hard to grasp. Because I have nothing to relate it to. That's why elderly people we go to, that's why we respect and worship elderly people. That's why Vriddha means what? Such a beautiful noun. See, we say now in Hindi we are copying and becoming very disrespectful. But Vriddha is who? Somebody who has grown. Vardhate means to grow. Somebody who has grown, and grown means what? Who has gone into this new space. Any growth, you enter new territory, yes or no? When a child is 2 feet tall and he becomes 3 feet tall, he has entered new space. His body has entered new space. His experience has entered newness. Any growth is always towards newness. So Vriddha is one who has been to all those growths. He has experienced all that. That is a Vriddha or a Vriddha, feminine. Not just some old person lying in one corner, useless, good for nothing. No. So you see, the word itself changes your human experience, your universe experience. All of a sudden, now rather than thinking, oh, this person I have to take care of is useless and I'm such a drain on my time and energy, all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, all the things I'm trying to do, you may have already done them. Or what wisdom lies in you? Similarly, for every noun, so much beauty is there. I can go on. Let's do some Sanskrit. Astu. Sudha Bhagini, Sarvatra Bhagini, Kimapi Laghu Vakyam Rachayatu.
Kiske liye Bhagini?
Sarvatra Iti Padam.
Okay, Sarvatra. Grihe Sarvatra Asti.
Grahe sarvatra asti. Grahe vibhakti ka bhagini?
Grahe.
Hmm. vibhakti ka linga lingam kam lingam kim
griham is napumsaka lingam
am vibhakti ka vachanakah
bahuvachanam
bahu phalam phale phalani
dvivachanam
dvivachana dvivachana ichukte dve grahe sarvatra asti everywhere are two houses
oh it won't make sense okay
so bahu vachana asti chet parivartanam karotu modify please
grihani सर्वत्र अस्ति
सर्वत्र अस्ति अस्ति इत्युक्ते वचन
सन्ति
उत्तमं ग्रहाणि सर्वत्र सन्ति इत्युक्ते भगिनी
हौसेस् आर् एव्रिवेर्
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अपि च शशिकला भगिनी एकत्र
Ekatra is in one place, right? Pustakani ekatra santi.
Ichukte bhagini.
The books are in one place.
All beautifully piled up or organized.
In one place.
Uttamam, sundaram. Shivarupa bhagini. वदतु
भगिनी
वदतु भगिनि अन्यत्र
अन्यत्र अहं पुस्तकम् अन्यत्र नास्ति
अहम् इत्युक्ते कर्ता इत्युक्ते अहम् ऐ एम् द सब्जेक्ट् अहं पुस्तकम् इत्युक्ते किं भगिनि
मम पुस्तकम् भगिनि
वदतु मम पुस्तकं
मम पुस्तकम् अन्यत्र नास्ति
उत्तमम् इत्युक्ते
My book is nowhere.
No, not nowhere. Anyatra. Anyatra ichukte?
Anyatra means...
Kahi or.
Okay, it's there some other place.
It is nasti. It is not in some other place.
Oh, it is not in
some nasti. Other place. Nasti. Na asti.
Nasti means it's not there. Like.
Mama... पुस्तकं मम त्यजतु रैट् नौ लेटर्स् जस्ट् पुस्तकम् अन्यत्र नास्ति पुस्तकम् इत्युक्ते बुक् सब्जेक्ट् प्रथमविभक्ति एकवचनं पुस्तकम् अन्यत्र इति अव्ययपदम् अन्यत्र इत्युक्ते कहि ओर् एल्स्वेर् नास्ति न अस्ति न योगः अस्ति नास्ति इस् नाट् मै सो बुक् इस् नाट् एल्स्वेर् मम पुस्तकम् अन्यत्र नास्ति इत्युक्ते मै बुक् मम इत्युक्ते मम विभक्ति का भगिनि
मम मीन्स्
षष्टिविभक्ति षष्टिविभक्ति इत्युक्ते सम्बन्धः सम्बन्धे षष्टिविभक्ति सिक्स्त् केस् इत्युक्ते सम्बन्धः मम गृहं मीन्स् युवर् असोसियेशन् द हौस् देट् यु आर् असोसियेटेड् वित् actually this translation of my mama becoming my is inaccurate although it is the meaning, but it's not 100% accurate. It is sambandha. You don't possess it. We possess nothing, you know that?
Mm.
It is only part-time sambandha we have with everything.
Mm.
Temporary, everything is temporary. Even the body is temporary. It's a constantly changing body. What my body was 20 years ago, 50 years ago is not today. But my sambandha is with it, no?
Yeah.
Ah, so shashti chukte mama.
Mama
iti asmad padasya shashti vibhakti ekavachana. Asmad. Asmad ichukte pratipadikam. Pratipadikam ichukte the original moola rupam. Shabdasya moola rupam ichukte pratipadikam. Pratipadikam, for example, asmad becomes aham in prathama vibhakti, mama in shashti vibhakti. Or, for example, pustaka becomes, pustaka is the pratipadikam, it will become pustakam.
Okay.
Pratipadikam is that form that then takes on the 21 forms. That word that takes on all these forms to become useful is called the moola rupam pratipadikam. Prati means the original padikam, padam. So, mama comes from asmad. Prathama vibhakti of asmad is aham. Aham gachati. Ichukte, I go. I am going. Aham. But mama pustakam asti ichukte, the book that is associated with me is simply is. Astu, astu. Atra,
ma'am, I have a question regarding what we, when we say pustakam kutra asti, it's like, you know, because it's a singular, we say asti, right?
Mm.
If it is dvivachanam, we would say pustake kutra. Still we can use asti.
No.
Staha, I think, no? Staha.
Haha. Thakara. Thakara. Thaha.
Thaha.
Maha, mahaprana. Thaha.
So we would ask pustake kutra staha?
Ah, we will say pustake kutra staha. Pustakani kutra santi. Now, let us do this exercise. So, astu syutaha. Syutaha. Ah, Shailaja Bhagini. Syutah iti padam. Syutah ichukte, syutah ichukte
syuvi.
Syutah kopi janati va. Syutah bag khalu. Syutah ichukte bag, bag, bag khalu. Syutah bag, like a carry bag. Like a bag. Lingam kim bhagini syutaha?
Purusha lingam.
Purusha chukte pum lingam. Eka vachan, prathama vibhakti eka vachana rupa kaha? Prathama vibhakti eka vachana rupa kaha? Rupam kim?
Syutam?
Na, syutaha. Syutaha eva. Syutaha. Dvi vachane? Syutau.
Syutau.
Bahu vachana? Syutaha. So, ekam. Na, ekaha syutaha asti. ekah syutah asti. Dvau. There is one bag. Ekah syutah asti. Asti ichukte, one thing is there. Syutah ichukte, one bag. But I am also clarifying, adding one more adjective, just because, making more clarification. Ekah syutah asti. One bag is there.
Ekau
no bhagini. Dvau.
Syutau.
Thaha.
Santi.
Na, thaha. Thaha. Mahaprana. Thaha. Dvau syutau sthaha. Apicha? Bahutra syutaha santi. Avagatam va? Avagatam va, Bhagini?
One small question, Bhagini. Small question. Thaha is like sthal, is it? Tha, second tha.
Thakar.
Okay. Sthal, like sthal. Okay.
Asti sthaha santi. Tha. Astu.
Sthutaha, stutau, stute.
Syutaha. Syu bahu vachana, syutaha. Astu. Okay. So, darpanaha, iti yojayitva bhagini, trini laghu vakyani vrachayatu. Darpanaha ichukte?
Mirror.
Vadatu bhagini. Ekaha.
Ekaha darpanaha asti.
Asti.
Dvau darpanau sati.
Dvau darpanau, because I am trying to make that clarification in your, in the new language. No? You don't need to say dvau darpanau, it's actually redundant.
Darpanau itself is bhavachanam.
We don't need, but okay. To make it clear in your head. Otherwise simply darpanau sthaha.
Darpanau sthaha, darpane santi.
Na, darpanaha.
Darpanaha.
Bahu vachana, darpanaha. Darpanaha santi. Uttamam. Kavita bhagini, vanaraha ichukte?
Monkey.
Vadatu bhagini, trini laghu vakyani rachayatu.
Ekau. Vanarah asti.
Samikarotu bhagini.
Ekau, I'm not saying it correctly.
Ekau itina. But dvivachana ekau is kind of a little bit difficult to understand that concept. So ekaha.
Vanarah asti.
Asti.
Dvau vanare.
Vanarau.
Taha.
Uttamam.
Bahustra vanarani.
Vanaraha
santi.
Vanaraha.
Okay. Vanaraha.
No, vanaraha.
Vanaraha.
Visarga copies the last vowel that came before it. So Hari, Hari becomes Harihi. Ramaha, because it is Rama, it becomes Ramaha. Eka, Ekaha. Whatever the last vowel is there, swara, it copies that swara with the ha sound.
What is the difference between eka and ekaha?
Ekaha itself, ekaha is the prathama vibhakti, eka vachana rupam. Eka itself is not a word, it's a pratipadikam. It's not,
okay,
you cannot use it. You cannot use it like that. You have to have it some vibhakti. Without a vibhakti, there is no value to a noun, correct?
All right, understood now.
For streaming also it's saying, right? Ekavachanam and
Bahuvachanam. Na bhagini, na, na. Streaming, streaming rupani bhinna santi. Lata, eka lata.
There is no Ekavachanam.
Prathama vibhakti ekavachana, eka lata. Prathama vibhakti dvivachane, dve late.
Bahuvachana
lataha, samaneva. Lataha.
But the second one, is it dve late staha? It's the same staha?
Aam bhagini, aam.
Okay, okay.
Samichinam. Dve late staha.
So it is something like for streelingam ka ke kaha. Is it right, bhagini? Because I'm getting confused with it.
Uttamam bhagini. For prashnavachaka ka ke kaha. Streeling vachana. अपि च स्त्रीलिङ्ग् प्रश्नवाचकपदानि अपि च पुंलिङ्ग् प्रश्नवाचकपदानि कः कौ के कः कौ के इति सो द कन्फ्यूजन् यू हेव् टु रिमेम्बर् इस् द के फ्रोम् the prashnavachaka or ete from the sarvanama, you don't confuse it with the nouns.
Yeah, for the nouns it comes like kaha and for prashnavachaka it is ke. Oh, that's where I'm getting confused here.
Okay. Don't get confused. So for example, vanaraha. You will not say kaha vanaraha, you will say ke vanaraha. We will do question, we will do prashnavajaka abhyas in a minute. Kavita bhagini, darpana, no, vanara,
puna?
Puna vadatu bhagini.
Ekaha vanaraha asti, dvau vanare saha.
Dvau vanarau.
Sorry, vanarau.
पुंलिङ्ग् अस्ति चेत् भगिनि पुंलिङ्ग् अस्ति चेत् वानरः वानरौ वानराः स्त्रीलिङ्ग् अस्ति चेत् लता लते लताः वदतु भगिनि द्विवचने
द्वौ वानरौ स्तः
उत्तमं
बहुत्र वानराः सन्ति
उत्तमं सुन्दरम् सुधा भगिनी मण्डपः इति योजयित्वा त्रीणि वाक्यानि रचयतु भगिनी
मण्डपः एकः मण्डपः अस्ति द्वौ मण्डपौ स्तः बहुत्र मण्डपाः सन्ति
उत्तमं सुन्दरं भगिनी बहु सुन्दरं शशिकला भगिनी आरक्षकः
एकः रक्षकः अस्ति
आरक्षकः
एकः आरक्षकः अस्ति द्वौ आरक्षके आरक्षकौ स्तः बहुत्र आरक्षकाः सन्ति
उत्तमं सुन्दरं भगिनि सुन्दरं शिवरूपा भगिनि प्रकोष्ठः प्रकोष्ठः इत्युक्ते रूम् रूम् कमरा कमरा
ओके ओके
वदतु भगिनि प्रकोष्ठः इति योजयित्वा
एकः प्रकोष्ठः अस्ति प्रकोष्ठौ सः बहुत्र प्रकोष्ठ
पुनः बहुवचन पुनः वदतु
बहुत्र प्रकोष्ठौ
प्रकोष्ठाः
प्रकोष्ठाः
प्रकोष्ठाः रामः रामौ रामाः वानरः वानरौ वानराः बहुत्र प्रकोष्ठाः पूरयतु भगिनि सन्ति उत्तमम् एकमेकं पदम् अहं ददामि स्वीकृत्वा झटिति एकवचन द्विवचन अपि च बहुवचन पुंलिङ्गे वदतु शैलजा भगिनी वैद्यः वैद्यः वदतु भगिनी
वैद्याः
उत्तमं कविता भगिनी विद्युद्दीपः
विद्युद्दीपः विद्युद्दीपः विद्युद्दीपहौ एण्ड् विद्युद्दीपाः
विद्युद्दीपहौ न भगिनि विद्युद्दीपौ
सोरि विद्युद्दीपः विद्युद्दीपौ विद्युद्दीपाः
उत्तमं सुधा भगिनी शुनकः शुनकः इत्युक्ते कुक्कुरः वदतु भगिनि
शुनकः शुनकौ शुनकाः
उत्तमं शशिकला भगिनी व्याघ्रः व्याघ्रः इत्युक्ते
टैगर्
वदतु भगिनि
व्याघ्रः व्याघ्रहौ व्याघ्राः
व्याघ्रहौ न भगिनि
व्याघ्रौ करेक्ट् व्याघ्रौ व्याघ्राः
सो फ्रोम् दिस् यु नो विच् मेडिसिन् केम् सो सी संस्कृत वर्ड्स् आर् एव्रिवेर् शिवरूपा भगिनी विद्यालयः शिवरूपा भगिनी वदतु प्रथम विभक्ति एकवचन भगिनि विद्यालयः ह्रस्व अ छोटा अ स्माल् अ
विद्यालयः
लः अपि च बहु विद्यालयौ बहु वचन विद्यालयाः दीर्घ लाङ्ग्
विद्यालयाः
उत्तमं समुद्र अपि च वदतु भगिनि समुद्रः
समुद्रः समुद्रौ समुद्रायाः
समीकरोति भगिनी बहुवचनरूपं
समुद्रायाः
या कथम् आगच्छति भगिनी हौ डू यू ब्रिङ्ग् अ या इन् देर् समुद्राः
समुद्राः ओके इट्स् लाङ्ग् एण्ड् फर्स्ट् वन् एक
भगिनी वृक्षः वदतु
ओके वृक्षः वृक्षौ वृक्षाः
उत्तमं चमसः
चमसः चमसौ चमसाः
चमसाः मकारपूर्णतया वदतु भगिनि. मकार चमसः
चमसः चमसाः.
उत्तमम्. कविता भगिनी मकरः
मकरः मकरौ मकराः.
उत्तमम्. शैलजा भगिनी घटः घटः सुधा भगिनी गजः
गजः गजौ गजाः.
अन्तिमं शशिकला भगिनी दन्तः
दन्तः दन्तौ दन्ताः.
उत्तमम् उत्तमम्. समय जाता. शान्तिपाठ का वदति? शिवरूपा भगिनी वक्तुमिच्छति वा शान्तिपाठ?
हा भगिनि.
वदतु भगिनि.
एकमिनिट् भगिनि.
एकनिमिष
एकनिमिष भगिनि.
चिन्ता मास्तु.
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमादस्यते पूर्णस्य
भगिनी प्रथम अहं वदामि, तदनन्तरं भवती प्रयत्नं करोतु. ॐ पूर्णमदः
ॐ पूर्णमदः
पूर्णमिदं
पूर्णमिदं
पूर्णात्
पूर्णात्
पूर्णमुदच्यते
पूर्णमुदच्यते
पूर्णस्य
पूर्णस्य
पूर्णमादाय
पूर्णमादाय
पूर्णमेवा
पूर्णमेवा
अवशिष्यते
अवशिष्य
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
शान्ति.
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
धन्यवादः
मिलामः. नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः.